why do so many young girls or young women struggle with eating, and why is there such a high prevalence of eating disorders among especially teenage girls?
Yeah, there are a lot of hypotheses. I've certainly done a fair bit of work on this from when I was in grad school to just publishing something a year or so ago. I think that there may be mechanisms that are ancestral that are behind it. And the reason it's so problematic in the modern environment is because of the mismatch between what the ancestral environment was like in the modern environment. So most of the theories about sort of adaptationist theories looking at eating disorders focus on one, they all focus in a sense on competition between women. And where they differ is how much attention they pay to competition over mates versus competition over status, right? But it's all competition in that sense. And back when I was a postgraduate, I developed with my colleagues at Simon Fraser University a female competition stress test. So it was looking at how much female competition over status or over mating or male attention was causing stress in individuals. And then we were looking at what that relationship was in, compared to eating disorders, right? So whether people actually had disordered attitudes or actual eating disorders. And indeed, it does appear that both of those kinds of stresses are related to disordered attitudes towards eating and in some cases, actual behavior that is unhealthy in terms of eating. And why I think it's so much a problem in the modern environment. So in an ancestral environment, there's sort of two ways this could have worked. One is that it could have been that it's useful to suppress eating a little bit, to drop your weight a little bit, when little differences in body composition can make you fertile or infertile, right? And in subsistence populations, you can see how easily that would happen. In an overweight American population, you need a much bigger difference to drive. But if you've got relatively low body fat, dropping just a little bit is likely to suppress it. And maybe if it's bad conditions for breeding because there's a lot of competition in your environment, maybe it's better to just lose a little bit of weight, not to lose a crazy amount, but just a little bit, and then not be reproducing. The other sort of, and that's what we call the reproductive suppression model. The other model is the sexual competition model. And it's a model that's basically arguing that if you're in an environment for females where there's a lot of competition for mates, you want to look young and you want to look beautiful and you need to have lower weight to look young and beautiful. And that might be particularly problematic, again, in an environment where people tend to be overweight as opposed to underweight. But both of them really are saying the problem is female competition. And the larger your competitive environment, the more problematic this is going to be. And in the ancestral environment, if you lived in a village, a few hundred people, there's your competitors. And nowadays, if you go to a high school where there's 3,000 students, you can see that there's going to be a problem because you have a much bigger competitive pool of females. And there's going to be a lot more pressure to compete to be high status or to compete for the attentions of guys in that environment. And one might even imagine that could be even more problematic on university campuses these days because we have a lot less men on university campuses these days. And then a lot more competition on the part of women for those few guys that are available. So I think part of the reason that this could get exacerbated to the level that we're talking about, because again, when we're talking about eating disorders, nobody's just dropping a few pounds to look younger or dropping a few pounds to be just below fertility level, right? We're talking about really dramatic, unhealthy changes in people's eating behavior on their physical situation. But that may be because the cues that are triggering this are staying on for a long time because you're in big schools, you're getting exposed to all these social media images, all these people on TV and in film that you're perceiving as competition. It's the same thing really as looking at, okay, how many images of people are you exposed to? And do you think women in your own community are less attractive because you're exposed only to beautiful ones? It's the same thing working on women to convince them that their environments are really highly competitive and then them engaging in this behavior that then is actually not serving their best interests because it's actually having a negative physical.
I went to a all-boys school from 11 until 16. And then in sixth form, so for the last 2 years before university, I went to an all-girls school because the sixth form was mixed. So I always think I was in some sort of like, put myself in two social experiments. And yeah, what you're describing where it's like a lot of girls and then like the university campuses and then like few boys. This was even more extreme because this was like 10 boys versus a few hundred girls. And yeah, I remember there being a lot of problems with body dysmorphia and image, like kind of eating disorders and stuff as well. Is it probably because of that high competition and low access?
Yeah, I think that's the case, that, again, you can have these mismatches that influence people's behavior and strategies, right? One reason you may have so much of a hookup culture on campuses is there were so few males and lots of females. The male strategy is going to be the one that gets followed. If you want any sex, it's going to be what the guys want. And if what they want is short term, then yeah, you'll see more hookups. And they may or may not need women feeling happy about the situation. But it's just the skewing the sex ratio tends to create like a market imbalance in that way. And definitely I could see how that could happen if you were in a school situation where that kind of stuff switches and all of a sudden there's like this real privileged position for a particular group of people. Mm-hmm. And again, you could also imagine that situations where males are experiencing high levels of competition can drive male behavior, right? If men are being as competitive over status and dominance and attracting women, all of a sudden guys may be spending an awful lot of time in the gym, right? Trying to make themselves larger and more dominant and look like better protectors, right? And I think that is probably the more common output of high levels of male competition for men, rather than just dietary restriction and becoming very skinny. They're more likely to, they may control their eating, but it's going to be, I'm just going to eat protein and workout at the gym, that then skews it in that kind of direction for them, which again can have negative health consequences if it's taken to the extreme.
Yeah. So are you saying me eating 1 kilogram worth of chicken wings is because of these strategies in China? In terms of the gym, going back to what I said about being at the girls' school, I was really skinny when I was there and my hair was like almost your length. And then as soon as I left that environment, I then started going to the gym. And then now my hair's shorter. I feel more confident, a bit more assertive and stuff. Is that just changing and adapting?
I think to a certain extent, I think that in general for men, when men work out and they're building muscle, that's going to increase their self-confidence and they're feeling that they're more capable and stronger and things like that. But it also can affect testosterone levels. And in general, men, when their testosterone is a little bit higher, tend to feel a little bit more assertive and things like that. So I think, and obviously puberty changes that for boys as well. Very young boys, that's not having a really big effect. But as they get older and they're going through these changes and they may start working out, I think a lot of those things are to be expected at that point in their lives. I think also some of that, the confidence and the self-esteem, also comes from other people's reactions to you. And as other people appreciate what you're doing in terms of building your body and whatever you're doing with your appearance, that when you get positive reinforcement for that, tends to make you feel that, because self-esteem in many ways is a reflection of how other people esteem you.
Yeah.
And for men, many of those signals of masculinity are going to get them approval from other people, right? That's going to make them feel more confident in the first place. So they get into a feedback loop with that.